short yardage passing game. And, you know, injuries are spiking right now. There's, as of last week, there's 295 guys on IR or the PUP list, which is up from 277 last year and 233 the year before and so on. I thought it would be a good time to ask, especially since Anthony's on, is the rise in injuries somehow because of that style of play? Like, is that conducive to guys getting hurt?
It might be fair to examine the question, but wouldn't it? I don't know is the answer.
I could see where it could be one ingredient in that, because just, you know, from a football standpoint, the shorter, quicker passing game, especially if the opponent can get a beat on that and recognizes you're not going to throw the football over their head, then yes, you are setting your wide receivers up.
Small area.
Yes, harder hits. Small area, and the aggressiveness.
More densely populated area, too, instead of being like a one-on-one down the field and just coming over safety help. If you're saying a linebacker or even now defensive ends coming back to the play,
right?
I don't know, maybe are they exposed to more impacts in the short passing game?
And the level of aggression and speed that the receiver in these cases on these smaller, shorter, quicker routes can be attacked with by defensive backs, by linebackers, by defensive linemen coming out of the stack to sprint downfield and get some of these hits. Then yes, that's part of where, you know, your quarterback can end up, just from a game plan standpoint, set receivers up where they're going to have a very physical day.
Because that's a really good question.
Slant routes. It was a good question.
And I think maybe University of North Carolina or some of these other places that put the impact sensors in the helmets and elsewhere on the bodies and the accelerometers, that maybe you could measure that and see where actually some of the higher impact collisions are occurring. Pretty good. After the top of the hour? And after this update, we have In Other News, which you will enjoy, or Anthony will track you down and hurt you.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. The truth about the Chicago Cubs offense this season.
We felt like we probably did, as a team, regress a little bit in terms of our situational hitting. Our ability to use the whole field and drive and run.
Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer admitting on The Score to Spiegel and Parkins that in part, stimulated the need for a new voice in the batting cage, with Chili Davis being that person, and Hoyer saying a better two-strike approach is another thing that needs much tightening up. Hoyer sounding a bit dismayed, maybe frustrated with the guys, and the talk of the Cubs potentially looking to move Jason Hayward, saying that is not the plan, just rumors. And Brandon Hyde is the Cubs' new bench coach, had been the Cubs' first base coach. Football and the Bears.
I don't think we have the, we don't relax.
Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio won't dare underestimate the Packers, despite Green Bay being without Aaron Rodgers. Bears have the 8th-ranked defense in the NFL to the Packers' 23rd-rated offense, but the Bears were again without their top tackler, linebacker Danny Trevathan, because of his calf. NBA, the Bulls host Indiana tomorrow night. The Bulls right now 14th in the East, 2-7 overall. The Pacers right now 11th in the Eastern Conference, and they have a record of 5-7. Lauri Markkanen was back in practice for the Bulls today, or Robin Lopez as well. Both questionable, though, actually, for the game tomorrow night. Patrick Kane leads the Blackhawks with 14 points, but has just 5 goals. Perfectly symbolic of the Hawks and their low-volume scoring offense lately. Looking to change all that in Philadelphia tonight. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by CBS2. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Subway.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep,
we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
This is In Other News. And we will start with some new records that have been set. Apparently, it was Guinness World Records Day on Tuesday, and some of these have just been announced. I did not know there was a specific day on which people were invited to try to set
records. Exciting news. I want to set a record in the future.
Okay. A British inventor billed as a real-life version of the superhero Iron Man has hit the fastest speed in a body-controlled jet engine power suit at a surprisingly slow 32 miles an hour.
Huh?
Come on, man. Where's Iron Man? To the rescue! And it's going to be like an hour.
Yeah, let's set our watches with sundial, basically.
It'd be faster if he took a lift, right?
God, Iron Man is skateboarding Iron Man. In.
Let's go! Oh, it's like propellers.
Iron Man's using that. What was the skateboard from Back to the Future where he broke off the wooden part on top?
Yeah, the hoverboard.
Yeah.
So, but it's a new record, 32 miles an hour. The record keeper has announced that other marks announced included a Swedish baker has set the record for the world's largest vegan cake. Again, didn't know these were categories.
This is the thing.
Yeah, the world's largest vegan cake, which weighs in at more than 1,000 pounds. Guinness has said that more than 600,000 people were attempting to set records as part of the event. I don't know how they certify some of this stuff, right? Because it all has to be certified. And there was a sports aspect to this. A man named Thunder Law. It's a real name or not. Harlem Globetrotter Thunder Law successfully made a basket on a 50-foot high hoop.
It's impressive, I guess.
For a new mark, try dunking on it. See if Iron Man can dunk
on it. Yeah, exactly. Get the jetpack out.
It's the 17th mark accomplished by the Globetrotters and Law's fourth individual record. He has made a basket on a 50-foot high hoop. So I wonder, do you watch the Dude Perfect videos?
No,
you know those guys are
familiar with them. I was introduced to them.
Yeah, my kid's really into that. It's like some of that stuff has to be Guinness worthy because some of the ridiculous stuff that they do.
It must be because they basically come up with random concepts for anybody who doesn't know, and then they attempt to do them, and they spend an entire episode figuring out how to actually make some of this stuff happen. A lot of it's really entertaining.
And they're all gazillionaires. They decided to live in a giant clubhouse, and they're all college buddies and mostly college athletes, and they realized that they could somehow monetize what they enjoyed doing.
Kind of a mixture of like Tim the Tool Man Taylor, the Wiggles, and some frat boys, and they just kind of put them in a gumbo. And
they get guy like Chris Bryant shows up to play blitzball with them, and Odell Beckham Jr. is trying to catch different things. They won life.
My nieces and nephews were shocked I hadn't heard of these guys.
Yeah, those guys won life.
Well, you've all heard of Facebook, right?
Yep.
So Facebook's founding president, Sean Parker, had some thoughts recently on some of the concerns he has for what actually is happening to children's brains via Facebook.
Is this from the? There was an article on the Medium about what tech is doing to create disturbing children's videos.
Yes, that and a number of other concerns because Facebook's founding president Sean Parker unloaded his worries and criticisms of the network, saying he had no idea what he was doing at the time of its creation. Huh. Speaking on the stage to Mike Allen from Axios, Mr. Parker said the thought process that went into building these applications, Facebook being the first of them, was all about, quote, how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? That means we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while because someone liked or commented on a photo or a post or whatever. And he's been expressing a lot of concerns about what that's actually doing to the consciousness. There's this unintended consequence
that's
of what
terrifying.
That's doing to the consciousness of people spending all this time on these social media apps led by Facebook, just waiting for this gratification of other folks.
That's terrifying. And especially because of what we now know of how our stupidity and our neediness can be weaponized
and
by state actors.
Taken advantage of by folks from all over the globe, and we're just willing to read it and believe it and have ourselves gratified by it. It's a scary thought.
And it isn't just a unique American stupidity and gullibility. It is, like he's saying...
That's almost disappointing. I wish it was American.
It's also psychological and hardwired. Like when he calls it a dopamine hit, the fact that foreign actors have found ways to weaponize those needs in for their purposes is deeply unsettling. So thanks for that.
Yeah.
A young man detained by police during a drunken argument in Germany. was found to be carrying a baby python in his pants and may be in trouble under animal welfare laws.
Maybe.
Police in the southwestern city of Darmstadt said the 19-year-old was detained on Tuesday night after a loud argument with another man disturbed residents. They said he was searched, and officers noticed, quote, a significant bulge in his trousers, unquote.
Well, why did they notice?
Congratulations. The man told officers that he had a snake in his pants and pulled out, excuse me while I whip this out.
he left out the just happy to see you line.
And pulled out a 14-inch baby king python. So he happened to have it there.
But so it's in your pants. How do you trust this python to not do something permanently damaging to your male parts that are within your pants as well?
He was taken to a police cell to sober up. The snake was put in a box. Police said Wednesday they were looking for the reptile's owner and examining whether the non-species appropriate transport violated animal protection laws. But they wouldn't have known the man had a python in his pants unless he'd gotten involved in an argument that disturbed the peace. I just find it all very strange because usually these stories are man from Thailand smuggling scorpions in his crack gets caught at the airport. Well, I was going to sell them. You know, it's not usually... It just so happened he had a python in his pants.
But and then part of the crime is that you've put the animal in danger. You've also put yourself in grave danger. Your junk is no longer safe when you have a python in your pants. Well, Tiffany Haddish, who had a lot of junk jokes in one of the most popular movies from earlier this year, Girls Trip.
She's hilarious.
Yes, she is just sensational in everything I've seen her in. She's actually going to be hosting Saturday Night Live this Saturday night. And she's going to make history when she does it by being the first black female comedian. Not just first black female, but specifically first black female comedian, like Whoopi Goldberg has.
Wanda Sykes never hosted?
Wanda Sykes has not hosted SNL before. So the hosting gig is the highlight of a remarkable year. Her film Girls Trip exceeded some folks' expectations by hauling in $113 million. That's just at the domestic box office. First ever black-led, directed, and produced film to do so. Haddish is known for her wry humor. She's going to be joined on SNL by someone who's just like her, Taylor Swift. So there's going to be a lot of scenes, I think, where her and Taylor Swift is going to be like, you know, which one of these things is not like the other? There's going to be some of that going on this Saturday night on SNL.
Yeah, as long as... I don't ask much from guest hosts, but the only thing I dislike is when the guest host plays himself or herself in a sketch.
Ah.
It was like, oh, you're Michael Jordan. It's like, no, we know. I be an actor.
Yeah, play, but that's asking a lot for the jocks.
Play a role. It's like, oh, I got on an elevator. It's Bono of U2. Oh, hello, Sting. You know, it's just that to me is lazy.
But like the Peyton Manning digital short, though, where he's just you know, pelting the kids with footballs as they're breaking the huddle. I mean, they can still be funny.
There's a way to
do it.
They
can be done well when you play it against type.
I totally get, but I admire it when non-actors act.
Agreed.
Because you're in a really supportive community there. You're surrounded by unbelievable talent. Your lines are written on cue cards. So do the work.
This is exactly the pep talk you should give yourself the next time you do karaoke.
There isn't going to be a next time.
You got to do karaoke. That's it. You and I are doing karaoke. It's been decided. This is going to happen.
I'm not good at it. The last time I tried to do it, people got mad at me because I didn't take it seriously enough.
They wanted you to take it serious?
Well, we were in Oklahoma City, and I was with Les Jepsen, the former Iowa center.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Vaguely.
You know Les? Great guy. And we were really hammered, and we said, let's sing karaoke. And I'm saying there's big 7'1" guy. And they were mad because these people really,
the only place you need to take karaoke seriously is Nashville. If you've ever done karaoke in Nashville, or Nashville, as they say locally.
I'm telling you, this place in OKC, they were staring daggers at, like, really? Get these people off the stage. Oh, it was bad. This segment brought to you by the Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US member FDIC. Zach Zaidman has some sound from Pernell McPhee that you do not want to miss.
Pernie Mac.
One of our favorite guys, Street Clothes P, as Jason calls him, has got some absolute audio gold. That's coming up on The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Another night, another forgettable stat line from Laker youngster Lonzo Ball, and another morning full of lava takes that this kid is a big bust. We're 11 games into the season, and this is already the most tired overreaction ever. It's not even that I'm here to defend Lonzo. I'm just not about to write off some freakish talent because he's not Kyrie Irving yet. It doesn't take Dr. Phil to know why everybody is so jacked up to kill this kid. It's because they hate his dad. They hate the hype man. And every time Lonzo clanks one off the iron, some deep down feeling of resentment towards LeVar is validated. Listen, you can hate on the old man all you want. I'm not here to tell you how to feel, but I am here to tell you that calling Lonzo Ball Greg Oden less than a month into his rookie season is about the dumbest take on the planet right now. I'm Jim Rome.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein, and right now the fall asleep sale is going on at Mattress Firm. The holidays are fast approaching, and they are giving you the chance to prep the guest room for friends and family, because when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you will get another mattress 50% off. And on top of that, this Friday through Sunday, it's a special 72-hour sale. Mattress Firm is saluting veterans with 25% off with military ID. You can sleep at the perfect temperature when you get a new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. Right now, that's just $41 a month for 72 months. So don't wait any longer. This Friday through Sunday, 0% APR for 6 years. That is 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. Beautyrest Firm Queen Mattress, $399.99. Serta Memory Foam Queens for just $474.99. There's over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. And this is a special 72-hour sale as part of the Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We're cheap and proud of it.
Terry Bores is back and will be joining the Bernstein and Goff Show on Wednesday at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage from 1 to 6. Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as The Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores. Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit PERLDavid.com.
So, Purnell, there's a host at our station named Terry Bores. He just wanted to know if you've ever heard of him in your brief time here in Chicago.
Nah.
Can I get back to football, or?
When I'm told we've got fresh sound from Purnell McPhee, I get excited. Not that I'm normally not excited and aroused when Zach Zaidman joins us, as he does now on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Zach is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. And the Bears are feeling themselves a little bit with a first half of the season during which they perhaps overperformed. And now they get a reeling Packers team. And Purnell McPhee, the dog from the muck, is ready.
We'll get to all the stats and figures coming up. But it's all about McPhee's musings today. And he was out there on the practice field along with Jordan Howard today wearing Zach Miller's number 86 jersey in tribute to the injured tight end. So we started off with that.
Support him, you know, let him know and let the team know we still got him and we still going to fight for him. And, you know, at the end of the day, we could put the season on the line just for him.
Whose idea was it?
It was Jordan's idea, you know. but it was a great idea, and it just was a blessing to just keep the memory and the thought that we had a soldier that went down, and we got to have his back no matter what.
How did it feel wearing it?
It felt great, you know, just being able to support him, period. And, you know, we praying for him every night as a team, as a unit, and we just want to play for him.
Does he know you guys wore those jerseys today?
Probably not, but hopefully he'll get some pictures and just to let him know, hey, man, we got your back no matter what, the family back, and we pulling for him.
You feel like a tight end wearing 86?
Ah, tight end. No. I actually wore 86 in college, so you know, it just was a blessing, man, to honor Zach, man, because we miss him. We miss him in the locker room. The guys miss him. We talk about him, you know, a lot, and we just fight for him.
And you can understand why Miller is a beloved figure inside Hallis Hall, and a lot of fans love him. I know that, Dan, from your dealings with him every week on The Score, you understand why people feel the way they do about Zach Miller.
I do, but I want to hear more about the museum he's building.
All right. No, wait. Before we get to that, remember
a singular focus.
Remember a couple of years ago, guys, when Pernell McPhee had this to say about Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers?
Hit his ass. That's it. Just hit him. Nothing else. We just need to hit his ass. He won't be able to run then. One thing we need to do is hit the quarterback and win the game. That's it. And go eat us some turkey dinner. Happy Thanksgiving.
So, and they did, mm-hmm. and they ended up winning the game. It's the last time, I think, that they beat the Green Bay Packers.
That's the one that Martellus Bennett said he didn't watch, right?
Correct.
And now Martellus Bennett, if you're just joining us, has been signed by the New England Patriots. As Gronkowski was asking for help, they got him some help. He is back with New England.
Okay, so now let's get back to Brett Hundley being the starting quarterback Sunday and no Aaron Rodgers, and that led to this exchange with Pernell McPhee.
Are you disappointed? I mean, you had a little good back and forth with Aaron there for a while.
Disappointed? No. No, I'm not disappointed. I mean, I hope Rodgers have a speedy recovery, and he's a legend to this game, but, you know, I'd rather play Brett than Aaron.
He's the only player in the locker room who would publicly admit that.
Well, why? Why not?
I don't know.
Why can't a player say, I would rather the opposing team's quarterback be worse?
I want them to be bad.
Right.
Or to be very bad and throw the ball directly to me.
Instead of playing a top five quarterback of all time, we're playing a guy who's bad, and I like that fact. Is that anathema to say that?
I think they all feel it, obviously.
Why can't they say it?
I don't know, but no
one's
going
to motivate him to not be bad.
It's going to hurt the defense's development, like with Trubisky. Just let him be bad.
Brett Hundley, they said you're bad. Well, I am bad. What do you want me to do about it?
Damn sure not Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And let's get to the best of McPhee today. So this started with a question from NBC5's Mike Berman in regards to takeaways potentially being contagious. Take a listen.
Well, it got to continue just to put ourselves in a position to win, but it's just something we practice and preach every day, and we build in the museum, and the museum is the takeaways, and every time we get a takeaway, we just put pictures up in the museum, you know.
Where's the museum?
Somewhere. It's an imaginary museum.
I didn't know if there were really pictures going up.
Nah. But it's just somewhere Coach Vic preached and our position coach preached, and we work on it every day, and it's just starting to happen.
How big can the imaginary museum get?
Get real big, you know. We're going to put a big picture of Zach and then let him know we got him in our prayers and thoughts. So, you know, shout out to Zach. Shout out to the family. We got your back. We love.
There you go.
All right, he's building him now. Is Wade Boggs paying for the museum? Because we can't really hire contractors unless Wade Boggs is able to get the prices on it, because he's the guy that has figured all that out.
Does Manti Te'o get a lifetime pass to this museum?
Oh wow!
It's up to street clothes P, whatever he wants.
$50,000 to $75,000 to add a lot of bricks.
Yep, that was building the steroid wing of the Hall of Fame. He's down to you can't redo a kitchen for $50,000, and he's trying to build the Hall of Fame. Wade knows people.
The defensive backs coach Ed Donatel, he used to, when he was in Atlanta when I was with the Falcons, he used to always have these shark awards he'd give out whenever the DBs would come up with a takeaway, like an interception or something like that. Do you know if Ed Donatel still does it?
So Ed Donatel has started showing it. It started before the season, but you know the issues that the Bears had for the first 2 years of this regime, the inability to take the ball away. Mm-hmm. So they started showing all these videos for every Thursday. The team gets blitzed. It's kind of like a Clockwork Orange. I guess the eyes are made to stay open, and you just watch all these different turnovers and takeaways. And there's a lot of Peanut Tillman in these videos where he's punching the ball out, where you see the emphasis placed on getting the ball back. And for whatever reason, it's clicked over the last month where the Bears have – it has been contagious. They always say it comes in bunches. And I guess every Thursday is Takeaway Thursday. I don't know if Donatel had this.
I thought it was Third Down Thursday.
Listen, that's two regimes ago. So they and they also work on third down. But the point is that it's the goal is to get three takeaways in practice every Thursday. Did you guys have that, Anthony, back in the day when you played with Donatel?
In Atlanta, we did not. No.
Yeah. Well, it's a different era now. Because,
yeah, different day.
Yeah. So the Bears clearly are doing a terrific job defensively from that standpoint. I think that so much of the conversation over the last four games has been about Mitchell Trubisky, that it's the defense that's really significantly improved over the last 4 weeks. The Bears allowing just 16.7 points per game, which would be the third fewest points allowed in the NFL. If that's what they were dealing with the entire season, it gives you an idea of the kind of level that they're playing. And the other thing that we need to keep in mind, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about Brett Hundley and how he has not played well. Listen to these statistics. Packers averaging 14.7 points per game since Hundley took over as the quarterback. They are 29th in points per game, 30th in yards, 29th in passing yards per game, just 156 passing yards per game. But the Bears under Trubisky, 18.3 points per game. So they're 21st in points per game. And keep in mind, if you just go with offensive points per game, the Bears averaging 13 per game since Trubisky became the quarterback, because they have three defensive scores. The Bears are 31st in yards per game, and they are last in passing yards per game. So the statistics aren't that much different. Here is what's different. You wonder how much better Trubisky would be if he had the receivers that the Packers are going to have on the field come Sunday. And that's the reason that there's sheer wide panic going on in Green Bay. And it's a different story here where, you have a couple of serviceable guys that in all likelihood will be on the field for the Bears. And the guy they traded for from the Chargers, Dontrell Inman, Marcus Wheaton practiced without restrictions today. He's missed the last three games with a groin injury, so that's encouraging. And you just have a couple more weapons that you can use that have played games in the NFL, and that's something that Trubisky has been missing for the most part since he became the starting quarterback.
Is somebody typing next to you?
Yes, Chris Emma of The Score is busy.
Tell him to knock it off.
He's very loud with the typing.
Move. Take that laptop and break it over his head.
Well, he has to sit next to me. Apparently, that's the way they do things here at Hallis Hall. Yeah.
Old school. What was it, like a mimeograph machine or something? You just hear the stuff like churning off the dial.
Quiet it down.
IBM Selectric over there.
Yeah, he's got big fingers.
Heavy hands, man.
He's got big fingers. Only now he realizes that we're talking about him, because he had his headphones in and he's listening to whatever interview he conducted in the locker room. But I'm sure it'll be an incredible story later on today at CBSChicago.com.
Big meaty.
All right, Zach, we're going to do an update, and then we'll do your nuggets and tidbits, okay?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. So from the Bears to baseball, he interviewed with the Cubs and was named pitching coach today. Jim Hickey interviewed with Spiegel and Parkins on The Score.
My strong point, I think it would be the relationships with the pitchers. And, not just as a pitching coach, to a player, but just a personal relationship, which you really have to have. You got to have that trust. You got to have guys believing in, what you're telling them in order to, make some changes, which, a lot of guys are reluctant to do.
And as announced first here on The Score today, GM Jed Hoyer letting us all know that Brandon Hyde has been promoted to bench coach, replacing Joe Maddon's longtime first lieutenant, Davey Martinez. Blackhawks in Philadelphia tonight. Bulls crank it back up tomorrow when Indiana is here. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube, they've got you covered. For an oil change, transmission service, or tire rotation, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. And the closing bell is being brought to you by First American Bank. For a free checking account that fits your lifestyle, the Dow is down 101, S&P down nearly 10, NASDAQ minus 39. And Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at RosenGenesis.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670thescore.com and Chicago's sports station.
All right, Zach, what else you got for us as we empty the notebook?
All right, when Mike Glennon was the Bears starting quarterback for the first month of the season, the Bears ran it 41% of the time that they called offensive plays. With Mitchell Trubisky, 60% of the play calls have been runs. Trubisky has targeted tight ends 36% of the time, which during his time as starting quarterback is the highest percentage to a tight end of anyone in the league. They've targeted wide receivers with Trubisky just 36% of the time, which is the lowest percentage over the last four games, which I find very interesting. And without Zach Miller on the field for the rest of the season and the new receivers that they're trying to incorporate into the mix here over the second half, I think the offense is going to change a little bit in terms of the passing game because they have to start putting points on the board. In terms of the injuries, Danny Trevathan, again, did not practice with a calf injury. Vic Fangio telling us today that he's not sure if Trevathan will be able to go Sunday against the Packers, which means, in all likelihood, I wouldn't expect to see him. Kai Long, once again, limited participation with what the Bears are calling a finger injury. Keep in mind that John Fox today saying that they're just trying to do whatever they can to get him to Sunday. So we'll monitor that. His backup, if he can't go, Tom Compton, did not practice again for the second straight day with an ankle injury. So the Bears would have some issues on their offensive line if Long can't go because his backup hasn't been able to practice all week.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
That is Zach Zaidman with our Bears report. Coming up next, after a brief timeout, Pete Futak
on
a huge weekend in college football with three top 10 matchups. Could be a decisive and impactful weekend for the rankings to see who becomes playoff eligible. He'll talk about that and more coming up next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
It's not that I don't think they'll win. I think they deserve to be favored. I just hope and expect Mitch Trubisky to throw a lot.
The education of Mitch Trubisky is far more important than a win or a loss. It just is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you don't have luxury sheets, you're not sleeping right. You're doing something wrong. And then you think, well, I don't know anything about luxury sheets, and I don't know about organic cotton or Egyptian cotton or thread count. Stop. You don't have to. That's the point. Because brooklinen.com has taken care of all of this for you. They've cut out all the retail licensing fees that drive up prices, all the unnecessary markups, all the manufacturing waste, and they're offering high-end designs and exceptional savings across their collection. You just go on the site, you look for the right size and the right style, and you click away, and next thing you know, it is headed to you, and you're going to get a special deal as it's going to ship for free. So keep listening. I love my Brooklinen sheets. They're terrific. You will love them too. And Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just for listening. This is what you get. $20 off and free shipping. You have to use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com because Brooklinen is so confident you're going to love these new sheets. They're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters, so there's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or give them as a gift. The gift of luxury sheets this holiday season. That helps you, too. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit Mueller Honda of Gurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, ends Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America, in men, in males.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek.
You can say we, but if your team goes Penn State or Baylor, it's on you.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Yes, that is the Wisconsin fight song being played for Pete Futek of collegefootballnews.com.
That's wrong.
Is he trying to anger me before we talk to him?
That's not. Hey, you guys got to talk to your producers.
That's
an Iowa legend. You do not disrespect him.
He's like just trying to get me in a bad mood before we speak.
I don't know how that happened. That's just absolutely wrong, and I apologize if I had anything to do with that.
Yeah. Pete Futek is brought to you by Webb Chevy for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago. Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. He is at Pete Futek on Twitter. And, of course, it is Iowa and Wisconsin. Iowa, you could imagine, would be, well, it's classic letdown mode after doing what they did and surprising everybody. But it's an interesting game nonetheless.
That was a shocker. I mean, you could see Iowa somehow winning that game if Ohio State kind of, you know, wet the bed and turned it over a bunch of times, and then, you know, you have a Rob Houtland fifth field goal of the day or something, you know, something grindy. But that offense is awful. It was 101st coming into the nation in the nation coming into that game, and it couldn't run the ball, couldn't score on Minnesota, couldn't do much on anybody else. And all of a sudden, Chuck Long shows up for the Hawkeyes and starts bombing away. So now we'll see. You know, Wisconsin's secondary hasn't been tested yet. So he's going to bomb away for about 250 yards at least in this game. Wisconsin seems like it's that type of team. It's like, all right, finally, we get to play someone. And I'm really curious to see if this team steps it up.
You know what? Nate Stanley, I mentioned this, we were talking to Matt Miller. Nate Stanley looks very quarterbacky to me. I mean, he certainly cuts a legitimate figure, and the ball comes out of his hand real nice.
Guy's got 10-year, nice, you know, clipboard holding, pretty decent backup career all over him, which, hey, great. Take that.
Good for him.
But they finally have a little bit of a downfield passing, but it hadn't showed up until Ohio State, which, you know, either Iowa just sort of played just out of body experience, or Ohio State didn't show up, or a little of both. But now the line is this week for Ohio State, Michigan State is 17.5. So someone out there believes that that Ohio State is a whole lot better than it was in Iowa City last week. But we'll see. This could be interesting, because if you look at Wisconsin, this could absolutely go one of two ways, where, first of all, 13-0 Wisconsin gets in the college football playoff no matter what, but it could beat Iowa. It could certainly beat Michigan, which I think is the tougher game, and obviously Minnesota's not that great. It could absolutely run the table. Or you could see this team, all right, maybe it was overrated. They could lose to a Michigan team with a killer defense that's actually playing better than we think. And, you know, it could, you know, die in the rivalry game at Minnesota. You know, this could be pretty interesting for Iowa as well.
So you're warming to Wisconsin because you previously had dismissed them as not dynamic and not as good as their record.
Actually, I've been on the opposite of that a little bit.
Okay.
I've always kind of thought that they were just playing bored.
Okay.
I think this is one of those teams that, like, they know what they are. They weren't going to lose to Illinois. They're not going to lose to Indiana or Nebraska. So there's no real incentive to go out there and do anything other than just lean on your big offensive line, be boring, hit every third down conversion, get your two interceptions in the game, and then get out with an easy win that just doesn't look that great.
That was the term, playing bored was what you said.
Yeah, exactly. Now we get to see, because I do actually think that even with all the injuries that they have, losing Quintez Cephas, their top wide receiver, is a problem. Even with all their injuries, there's a part of me that wouldn't be shocked that if Wisconsin just comes out and just drops a hammer and, like, okay, we're here, enough of this, we get to play a really good team now, and now we're going to show up. But Iowa's good. You know, this is a good Iowa team. It's an actual real test for the Badgers at this point.
When you look at whether it's the top four, the top six, who are the teams, Pete, that you think are most vulnerable? Because I agree with your take that a 13-0, an undefeated Wisconsin, an undefeated Big Ten champion, will make the college football playoff. The problem is you've also got Notre Dame in that mix this year. So there's like the sixth entity in addition to the Power Five. So who is it? Who's the most in jeopardy of being left out?
Yeah, here's the thing you have to remember about the college football playoff committee and how it rolls. At the very end of this whole thing, they obviously take everything into account. And all of a sudden, when you look at the resumes, if Wisconsin goes 13-0, Clemson lost to Syracuse. Yes, the rest of the resume is pretty good, but they lost to Syracuse. Washington lost to Arizona State, who's all right, but not great. You have Oklahoma and TCU losing to Iowa State, which is okay, not great. So all of a sudden, those losses matter. So as much as we want to say, okay, Wisconsin hasn't beaten anybody, all right, if it beats Iowa, if it beats Michigan, if it beats Ohio State, that's okay, that's pretty good. And there's something to be said for just not losing those games along the way as well. And I think that's going to end up matter. So to answer your question, in terms of vulnerability, I think a one-loss Clemson's going to have a problem down the stretch. I'm not 100% sold on this train that says, well, the one-loss SEC champions automatically in this thing. I still think Washington's going to be a factor, because the key to this latest round of rankings was that USC moved up, and then they start to like USC, which means that by the time USC and Washington play in the Pac-12 championship game, assuming Washington, you know, rolls through Washington State and Stanford, then all of a sudden it's going to be like number 5-ish, 6-ish Washington versus number 9 USC, and that game's going to matter. And all of a sudden, 12-1 Washington's going to be in this thing too.
Got a bunch of other games to talk about. Georgia against Auburn. A lot of longtime Georgia watchers wondering if the Auburn game is when Georgia has its Georgia moment this year. Notre Dame against Miami and Oklahoma TCU. At least for my money, the Heisman Trophy front runner now, Baker Mayfield.
If he dies this game, if he has a bad game, who is it?
I don't know.
There's nobody. There's absolutely nobody. It would be the most interesting thing. Fine, Lamar Jackson again. I'm cool with that. He's great.
Notre Dame running back. I mean,
yeah, but he's hurt. He's all dinged up, and he stunk against Michigan State and Georgia. Josh Adams, and he might not even go full tilt against Miami.
What's going to happen is Sam Darnold is going to have a hot finish, and then everybody's going to jump right back on that train.
If anybody actually watched him play over the last 2 weeks after this weird Pac-12 after dark thing that nobody watches, I'm sorry, Anthony, I know that represent the
it's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, yes. But to answer your questions, TCU-Oklahoma, yes, it's a Heisman game. It's probably the first of two between the two because they're probably going to face off again in a cannibalized situation in a Big 12 championship game. So whoever wins this one, which I think will probably be TCU because their defense is just better, probably losing the Big 12 championship. And for Auburn, Georgia, you want to talk about a fan base that is just tied up in knots right now? This Georgia group is just waiting for that hammer to fall. They can't handle it that they are this good and that they're number one, and they just don't want to have their hearts broken because they're Georgia and that's what they do. If you were to flip the schedules between Auburn and Georgia, you might have a completely opposite scenario here because these two teams are pretty much the same. The difference being that Georgia's offensive line is playing way better than Auburn's offensive line, and they got those two NFL running backs. So I think Georgia wins this thing, but that one's going to be a dogfight.
All right, Notre Dame, Miami.
Notre Dame, someday people will start believing in them. Miami's offense isn't that good. Run defense isn't that great. NFL offensive line, McGlinchey and Nelson are awesome. Those guys are first-round talents. They're just going to blast away, and Notre Dame keeps being Notre Dame.
Pete, we always appreciate it. Look forward to talking again. And I know that you would never have been behind
never.
The playing
Absolutely
of on Wisconsin.
Absolutely not. It is wrong. I am an objective journalist, and all I care about is the truth and who is the best team out there. I have no loyalties whatsoever.
You just wait, Futak. I'm going to shave your head.
Yeah, you're not touching the moneymaker here, man.
Pete Futak, brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help you get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Anthony Spice Adams after the top of the hour on The Score.
Right after the Bears-Packers game on Sunday, listen to The Score's postgame show starring Olin Krutz.
Bowman and Akeem Hicks dominate the game from their positions.
James Big Cat Williams.
When they had to throw it, they threw it, but that defense stepped up.
And Hub Arkish.
Mr. Trubisky, that was a hell of a throw that kid made.
The best postgame show is The Score's postgame show with Bears-Packers recap right after the big game, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
CBS Wednesday. In the fight against terror,
we have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst,
it's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market.
I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
New CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Walgreens. With expert pharmacy care from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Looking forward to a conversation with Anthony Spice Adams in a little bit. And this is one of those days where just scrolling through the news feed. It's like every day now that there's so much brutal news. I mean, it's good that this stuff is being exposed by guys right. Like Roy Moore and Louis C.K., but it's just, man, it's men just suck. You know, there's just a lot of gross out there. I mean, it's really brutal. Now, here's a question for you. Mm. You know that at the end of the month is going to be a golf tournament called the Hero World Challenge.
Right.
It's a small field. What
was it, 18
odds?
18 people?
Yeah, maybe? What odds do you think? Yeah, I think there's 18. I'm not going to count them all.
Okay. Yet.
What odds do you think you could get for Tiger Woods finishing in the top 10? So pretty much the top half of the Hero World Challenge. This is his return to golf. I don't know if you're a big golf guy, but I'm just wondering off the...
Big enough. I'm not a big odds guy, but I'm a big golf guy. I mean, it can't be super long. I don't know, maybe 100-1 at the most.
For a top 10 finish right now is 5-2. For him,
sustained faith in Tiger Woods.
For him to win the tournament, he is the underdog of this tournament. Jordan Spieth is going off at 11-2, Justin Thomas 6-1, Dustin Johnson 13-2, Justin Rose 9-1, and on down the list. Tiger Woods is 40-1 to win the tournament. You can get 33-1 for him just to be the first round leader. Huh.
To lead one round.
And to be the first to lead the first round, you can get 33-1 odds on that. So I know that because he's compelling, because people always care about him, it probably skews some of this stuff just because the amount of attention paid to him. But
well, and that's what always, I guess, unnerves me or even bewilders me a bit when it comes to betting odds, because it feels like the public traffic towards a certain side of the bet.
I know.
Moves the line. But then we always talk about how, you know, the wise guys, the sharps out in Vegas, they know everything. And so they set a line at a certain number. And then, you know, often enough, the game finishes near or at that number. But then the number is partially set just by the public sentiment. So does that mean we're all geniuses too?
No, it means that they're anticipating that. That is part of setting the line, is perhaps knowing what betting patterns in the past will do to project any movement. And sometimes they'll make a bet based on an oddity in the movement. Like, I mean, the guys who are really doing this for a living, it's not just when the line comes out. They wait to see the patterns before they decide on which side they're going to put down. So you play golf often?
Not as often as I used to. I used to play a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I never got to the point where I would consider myself a good golfer. I definitely had a better looking swing than Charles Barkley. But
oh, okay.